The Reverend Gay Ron was driving home from vacation recently when she heard a radio debate about a proposed Islamic center in New York City, near the site of the World Trade Center. The discussion brought back memories of September 11, 2001. The associate rector at St. George's Episcopal Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, says that some of the comments she heard disturbed her. Ron says she was also upset by the plans of a small church in Florida to burn the Quran on September 11th. She contacted her friends, Rabbi Devorah Lynn of Beth Shalom Temple in Stafford, Virginia, and Manira Marlowe of the Fredericksburg Islamic Center. Ron says that she believes it is important to bring the three faiths together to remember the 2001 terrorist attacks.
I thought it would be important for us to show to the community that there's another side, and there's compassion, and there's friendship and relationship, and to remember those who died and remember those who are still hurting from that great tragedy.
Devorah Lynn says September 11th is a special Sabbath for the Jewish community, the Sabbath of Repentance. Lynn says that because of the significance of the day falling between the Jewish New Year Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, having a service only for her membership on September 11th would have been difficult. Lynn says the reports of the Lower Manhattan mosque controversy make an interfaith prayer service seem like the right thing to do.
It seemed to be the obvious thing that our friends in Fredericksburg would get together. We've been getting together as an interfaith leadership group for a couple of years now for this very purpose, to show a strength between the faiths as opposed to conflict between them.
Lynn joined with Munira Marlowe and Gay Ron to organize Saturday's service at Market Square in Fredericksburg. Imam Sami Shama of the city's Islamic Center says he hopes the interfaith service will help heal some of the wounds among religious communities, particularly on September 11th.
It's an attempt from all groups to show that healing is possible. It is for us to acknowledge the evil that happened on that day, and hopefully by acknowledging it, we will be able to move a little bit forward in this process of healing.
Gay Ron says the response from the Fredericksburg community has been positive. She says she hopes that the prayer service will open dialogue with other religious communities. Ron says that instead of making a political statement, she wants to show friendship and the need for prayer as the nation remembers the terrorist attacks of 9 years ago. In Washington, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.